But we want to read a story from the Bible. This is one of the meals that Jesus shared. If you want to follow it in one of the red Bibles that we've got at the back or on your phone, we're in Luke chapter 10, and we're starting fairly near the end of that chapter at verse 38. But we're going to read it in a different translation, and we're going to get you to join in with some actions as we go through. And so as we get started, there are going to be two main characters in this story. One of them is called Martha. And on this side of the room, we are going to be Martha. And I'm going to get you to join in with me doing some actions for Martha. And this side of the room, you're going to be the other main character in the story, which is Mary. And you're going to be following Astrid for the actions for Mary. So Jesus went to visit Martha and Mary. Martha welcomed him into their home.
But Mary sat down at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
Martha swept the floors and made everything nice and tidy for her special visitor.
But Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
Martha made some batter and baked some lovely bread.
But Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
And Martha made some lovely cakes as well. I don't know how to mime cakes. How do you mime cakes?
But Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
Then Martha prepared an entire roast lamb.
But Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
Then Martha set the table.
But Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say.
Then when she'd finally had enough, Martha sighed, stomped her feet angrily, and stamped out of the kitchen. Lord, she complained to Jesus, I've done all the work. And all Mary's done is sit there. Tell her to help me, please.
There's only one thing here that is really important, Jesus replied, and that's the thing that Mary has chosen. So no, I won't take that away from her. I'm happy for her to sit here and learn from all I have to say. I want to tell you a story. Before I worked in the church as a minister, I used to choose people for jobs in the company that I worked for. I would talk to them and I would listen to them and I'd decide if they could do the job, and that was the job I did. And one season we had a really important job to fill. We carried out some first interviews, and then we decided to interview two people for the second time. So I arranged for two directors to be there, kids, those are the big, big bosses. And I arranged for the line managers to be there, and they're the not quite so important bosses, but they do a lot of the work. And I made sure that the room was ready. There was coffee and biscuits and water on the table. The chairs were all laid out perfectly. We all arrived in the room and we waited for our first candidate to arrive. But they didn't turn up. And nor did the second. I had been so busy getting all the team ready and getting all the room ready and getting all my questions prepared ready, I had forgotten to invite the candidates. It was not a highlight of my career. My excuse was that I just wanted everything to be right. And I wonder whether there was something of this going on with Martha in the story that we've looked at today from the Bible. You see, Jesus travelled an awful lot, and he was often surrounded by people. And Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, they loved Jesus. They loved spending time with him. And so when he said that he was going to come to their home, I imagine that Martha wanted absolutely everything to be just right. She wanted it to be the kind of occasion, I imagine, that everyone was talking about for week after week. Do you remember the time when? What about? Do you remember that afternoon, that evening? And so I imagine Mary wanted the house to look perfect. It was her home, and she wanted the food to be specially nice. And so Mary got really busy. She got her chopping boards out, and she started chopping vegetables. Chop, 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 chop. And more. Slice, 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 slice. She got the nuts out and she started chopping the nuts frantically. And she got more vegetables out. And these are herbs. So she got chopping the herbs as well. Chop, 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 chop. Then she started kneading the dough to make bread. And then she put the water and the stock in here and she started simmering everything that would go on the meat. Oh, I've left the meat in the fridge. Would you go and get it? And my fish? You see, Martha was so worried about everything being right, her brain was all over the place. So she took a break from the chopping and the slicing, and she started to sweep the floor. And when that was done, she thought, oh no, the animals. I need to feed the animals. And so she got the grain out and she started to feed the animals. And then the meat turned up and the fish. Thank you. And so she got the fish and she put that in a griddling pan. Oops, there we are. She started to cook the fish on the griddle. And she put the meat in the saucepan and she started to cook the meat. Only back in those days, she didn't have a kitchen where she'd have done everything. The meat and the fish, well, they would have been cooked somewhere else, outside, because she wouldn't have wanted the house to get smoky. So her meat and her fish were over here. And then she'd be running back. And she'd be throwing maybe some more seed at the animals or chopping more vegetables or doing something more with the herbs. And then she'd check her simmering here. And then she'd be back and she'd be turning the fish, making sure that that's good, and the meat. Wasn't Mary busy? And then she was thinking, I've got my really important guest. I need water. I need water for his feet. And so in between all of this food, she would be trying to put water in a bowl so that Jesus' feet could be washed. I now feel as hot as Paul does, but I haven't been playing the guitar. I feel tired just thinking about it. Did you feel hot and tired just watching? And those that ran off to get my meat and fish, thank you. You're probably hot and tired as well. And in all of this, there was Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, just listening to him. We can imagine why Martha was so cross. Cross enough to cause a scene. Jesus, she said, this is Mary's job too. Tell her to come and help me. It's not fair. But Jesus is really kind, but he's very firm. You're worrying about too many things, and you're missing the main thing. And the main thing was that Jesus was there. And the problem wasn't so much all the work that Martha was doing. It was that she was so busy doing it, she was missing the point and the purpose of the meal, which was to spend time with Jesus. And so I wonder whether when we have friends over to dinner or when we're doing jobs around here, serving in church, Jesus tells us to make time to enjoy the people that we are serving, whether it's at a dinner table or whether it's helping out in cafe or our children's work or up on the sound desk there. I wonder whether we can take that complicated meal down a notch. Maybe we can take the concentration down a tiny bit so that we can spend time with the people that we're serving with, because it's the laughs and the meaningful moments that are the most memorable thing. I wonder whether we're sometimes too busy to spend time with people. Maybe we're too busy playing a game on our device to concentrate on what someone's saying. Too busy finishing off that last piece of work to properly relax with family and friends. Too busy wondering and worrying about what people are thinking about us to enjoy the conversation and the relationship. But you know, spending time with people, being 100% present, is where life happens. So the next time somebody speaks to you, try putting your phone or your tablet down and actually look at them face to face. Hear what they're communicating to you. Try and leave work problems at work. When you close that office door, leave them there so when you come home, you're 100% available for the people that we've got there. We've got time to laugh and to play. Try worrying less about what the house looks like so that you can always be ready to invite people into your home, whether it looks like something from a magazine or whether it looks properly lived in. Might we sometimes also be too busy to spend time with Jesus as well? Life is full of distractions. When I sit down to listen to Lectio on my phone in the morning, it is so difficult not to look at Facebook first. When I sit down with my Bible and my journal, pen in hand, it is so tempting to want to write a to-do list for all those things that I need to get done in the day. And sometimes I can come to the office here and I can do my work and I can go home and think, when and where did I spend time with Jesus today? It's so easy for us to get distracted by the things around us, things that are good and fine in and of themselves, but we allow them to pull us away from actually listening to him. Just as our friends want to spend quality time with us, Jesus does too. He wants us to chat with him. He wants us to listen to him. He wants our relationships to be life-changing. And they are when we listen to some of the most important words that are ever said to us, because they come from him. Jesus wants us to value spending time with him. And Mary got that, but Martha missed it. I wonder, what about you and me? How can we be more like Mary? That's a real question. And so we're going to spend a few moments, as we did before, in our family groups, by ourselves, or with those that we're sitting with, and we're going to ask ourselves and one another a question. How can we make space to spend time with Jesus? And I'm going to give you a few moments to have a think and a chat about that together. How can we make space to spend time with Jesus? Please do take a seat. We are now going to practice what we've been talking about. Way back a long time ago, there was a lady called Susanna Wesley. She was the wife of the person who kind of founded the Methodist Church. And she had loads of children, and it was quite difficult for her to find space to listen to God. So what she would do, she would lift up her apron. She would sit in her special chair and she would lift up her apron. And when she was under her apron, her children knew that that was her time that she was spending with God. And I loved the ideas that we had in the way that we can spend time with God. We're going to practice now. And the first thing I want to encourage you to do is to make yourself comfortable. So we've got loads of space. You could lie down if you wanted to on two or three chairs. Yep, or on the floor. Make yourselves comfortable. I'd encourage maybe you want to close your eyes just so that you're not distracted by the people around you. And we're going to be quiet. Children, we're going to be really quiet in the room for a few moments as we spend time trying to listen to God. So if you want to lie down because that helps, please do that. You might want to hold your hands or even put them together because that stops us fiddling with things. The first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is to put your hands in your lap. We're going to think about the things that distract us from spending time with Jesus. Our phones, games, our work, DIY and housework, the garden, social media, needing to keep busy, hobbies, interests. Just sit with your hands in your lap for a moment and think of the things that distract you from spending time with God. Now I want to encourage you to put your hands on your wrist where a watch might be. We're going to simply ask Jesus, Jesus, help me to spend time with you because this is the most important thing. We're now going to close our hands. And I invite you to imagine your worries are curled up tightly in your hands. And now we're going to slowly open our hands and say to Jesus, Jesus, I give you the things that worry me. Show me how to concentrate on the things you have to say. Now you might want to reach your hands out or even hold them up high. This is a way of sitting or standing or lying to catch what God is saying to us. Lord, help us to catch what you have to say. Now let's put our hand on our heart as we make this request to Jesus. Jesus, please be number one in my life every single day. Amen.